When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today. So the eclipse, again, it's still the big news, man. This total eclipse of the sun
is the heart.
Did you hear, by the way, that she's going to be singing that?
Yes.
Live during the eclipse.
During the eclipse, yeah.
We should probably pull that up. But the eclipse is going to be crazy. And Megan, for whatever reason, has chosen to travel on that day.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Why is that a big deal?
I mean, I just don't know that when something as astronomically crazy as a solar eclipse is happening, you want to be in an airplane.
There was like a whole story about how pets like are going to go crazy.
Yeah. Imagine what's going to happen to airline pilots.
It'll be fine, you guys.
It'll
be fine.
I'm just saying, of all the days to travel, maybe you could. Could you travel on like Sunday?
No. I already booked the flight, dude. Oh. That's the way it works.
It was probably dirt cheap, too. Megan's like, and I got such a great rate on it. Yeah, because no one wants to fly during an eclipse.
It wasn't that cheap.
And actually, you'd probably get a really cool view of it. When are you flying? Like, time-wise,
I guess. Not flying into the sun, Justin.
I'm flying,
but she'll be up above the clouds, like, so you'll definitely at least see it.
Are you in the plane during the eclipse?
Yeah, I think so.
What? Oh, are you out of your mind?
Gosh. Let me look at my calendar.
Awesome. Why is that awesome?
Because she'll get to see it.
I mean, we leave at 2:56.
Oh, no, you're going to miss it, thank God.
Yeah, you're a little bit behind.
Oh, right. We are?
That's
only in Jacksonville, though, I thought.
Where are you flying from?
JFK.
All right, hold on. There's this website where you can go and you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you exactly when the eclipse is coming and what time you'll have optimum viewing and what it's going to look like, because not everyone's going to get a total eclipse.
Yeah.
Some people are going to get a partial eclipse.
I think like South Carolina gets the best view or something.
We're going to get, well, look at this.
We'll fly right through South Carolina.
Here's this simulator, okay? Let me turn down this music because it's annoying. Look at this. So this is Jacksonville, Florida. Uh-huh. This is at 1:18, and then watch. As you do this, the sun, it starts to get darker because there it hits the moon at 2:21. And then look how dark it's going to, it's going to get like almost like nighttime here.
Oh, really?
Look at that, 2:51. This is what
you're going to see it. Oh, you're going to be in the sky for that.
All right, so here's what's going to happen.
I'm so jealous.
Here are things that people...
Really?
You're jealous of
being I'm going to get a flight so that I can see it.
Absolutely not. I can't have both of you, like, gone.
Yeah,
oh, my
true.
God, relax.
Forever.
Forever. What, you're not going to make it?
I mean,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Stupid.
All right, so here... where did my website go? Here are the things that you need to watch for during the eclipse, because here are things that are going to happen. Number one, there'll be a 360-degree sunrise sunset. So like we said, it's going to be this super quick... It's going to be nighttime, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you'll see the stars and planets like in the middle. It's going to be crazy. One day you're going to be looking like you're going to be staring at the sun, and then all of a sudden, stars, planets, everything.
I don't think that's.
You know what?
I don't think it's going to be like that.
You know what's really going to suck?
Wait, why? I'm sorry. Why don't you think it's going to be like that?
I think you're like thinking it's going to be like way more intense than it is.
Reading this off the internet, Megan.
Have you seen The Ring? It's going to look like that when on the.
Yeah,
on
the lady's going to. The little girl's going to
come out. The girl's going to come out of your TV.
It's going to be dark out still.
It's going to get
the
pretty
sun
dark.
Is going away. What do you mean it's not going to be dark? Where do you think we get the light from?
The sun.
I know. I understand that.
Let's get back to the basic concept.
I understand what it is. I'm just saying. I don't think that it's going to be like as intense where you're seeing like planets and stars like
Megan,
you think.
As the moon causes day to turn to night, the darkness will reveal the stars in the sky as well as a few planets. This is from AccuWeather.com.
Okay.
You know what else is
going to
suck?
I'm not just making
suck?
This stuff up. What?
If it's cloudy, then we don't see anything and it
just
gets
dark.
Oh, that
would suck.
What I'm saying. You won't have to deal with that because you'll be above the clouds.
Here's something else that's going to happen. You ready? You need to look for temperature change. Not only will an eclipse cause the environment to appear different, but also feel different. We'll drop from 101 degrees to 97 degrees.
Ooh, cold front.
Some relief.
Yeah. Also look for shadow snakes.
What?
Shadow snakes. On the rare phenomenon, look during the total solar eclipse for something called shadow snakes. They're thin, wavy lines of alternating light and dark can be seen moving and undulating on plain colored surfaces.
I don't like that word.
It's going to be crazy, man. People are going to go nuts. Dogs, cats, all
they
the
animals. They were saying like it affects
people,
animals.
People, dogs, cats.
At the zoo, they're like going to put all the animals on lock. I mean, they're all locked down because it's a zoo. but they're going to, you know, they're going to be standing there ready with like tranquilizer darts, I guarantee, because you don't know what's going to happen.
No, when, they're not. Oh my God.
Megan, I don't think you understand.
Don't act like they're going to just hurt animals for no reason put them to sleep.
No, they're not. Okay. They're not going to Harambe them. I'm just saying if they start going crazy, they got to sedate them so that they don't harm themselves or others.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You better. What are you doing with Cooper, by the way? Where's he going to be during
my
this whole thing?
My friend is watching him.
Because that dog's mental anyway.
He's crazy. Yeah.
He's nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe he'll be actually calm.
Cooper's gonna be like, he's gonna be freaking out, man. You need to get him some sedatives.
He'll be fine. Oh my God.
Three. I can't believe you're
driving.
Can't
be worse than the 4th of July in Jacksonville Beach. That's for sure.
Or the 3rd or the 5th or
yeah,
the 6th.
Exactly.
I guarantee someone will be lighting off fireworks somewhere in Jacksonville during the eclipse.
Probably.
They'll be like, oh, it's dark. Get the fire. Boom,
it still
boom.
Happens to this day. So yeah.
It's like every day is a great day for fireworks.
I know.
Jack's beach motto.
Hey, Don from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, good, man. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and comment on the fact that you used Harambe as a verb. I about freaking died over here.
Yeah, they're not going to Harambe him.
They're not going to Harambe the guy.
I mean, they're not.
I'm going to use that from now on when I'm like, oh, my God. That guy.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's really funny.
I'm glad I could add to the vernacular. Hey, thanks for calling, man. We really appreciate it. And what I meant was, you know, no disrespect to Harambe, but if there's something going on with the animals at the zoo, they'll just make sure that they're peacefully sleeping through the eclipse, not, you know, peacefully sleeping for eternity.
Yeah.
That's the difference, Megan.
Okay.
So don't worry about the animals at the zoo. Also, it's they mentioned on the news, if you have an animal like a dog or a cat or, you know, what do we have? We have a fish. We have like 92 geckos in my house.
Okay.
If you notice animals acting in a weird way, they said take photos and post them on the internet and tag
oh my God.
The zoo.
Yeah, take photos of your poor animal who's freaking out and subject them.
I mean, that's
them
what people do anyway.
To the internet.
Haven't you ever watched America's Funniest Home Videos? They take photos. You know, their cat jumps up on the ceiling fan and instead of helping them, they turn it on and grab the video camera so they can win 10 grand.
That is true.
Yeah.
I've seen
but,
it.
I mean, cats are, they have it coming. 340-9595. The other thing, Megan, that you need to be aware of is, because you asked about photo, taking photos or video, and I think, you know how like it damages your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I'm not sure, and if there's anyone that actually knows, give us a buzz. But I think it could actually damage your camera equipment too. So people who are pointing their phones.
No way,
their,
really?
I think so.
No, I doubt it.
I mean, I know, but you doubted a lot of. You booked a flight during the eclipse, so I'm not really. You don't really have the best judgment.
I don't understand why that's a big deal.
Just because you're going to miss it. It's like a once in a 342 year event.
I mean, okay, well, I didn't realize it.
Like, you're not going to see it again until you're like 432 years old.
Well, that's why I was asking if you can take a picture for me.
Well, I was going to run if I need a new iPhone afterward. Hey, Shelley from Orange Park. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you know about cameras and eclipses?
Well, I've worked in the field of ophthalmology for the past 30 years, and I've done photography on the side. And it's not so much it's going to ruin your equipment. It's that when you are looking through your camera and aiming it, you're also looking towards the eclipse, which in turn would damage the retina in your eye.
Oh, okay.
So your camera's okay, but your eye won't be. And the eye is the most important piece of photographic equipment you have.
That is exactly right. And okay. As a matter of fact, they work very much the same. You know, they're very similar in the way that they work. And I will tell you, it is a painful experience when someone burns their retina from looking at the sun or it's a very painful experience for a patient.
Burning anything, it seems. I mean, I get a sunburn and I cry, so.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, I know that you, if you ever look even anywhere near the eclipse, you have to have those glasses, but I just didn't. I heard that it also damages your camera as well, and she's saying that it doesn't. Autumn from Arlington, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you know about the eclipse and, you know, taking pictures of it?
I know my work sent out an email yesterday talking about protecting your eyes, and in it it showed you want to cut one of the lenses from your glasses to cover up your camera lenses.
Oh, so you need to cover your camera lens too.
Yeah, I guess it can damage the camera in some way.
See, now we're getting conflicting information. Yeah, like I don't want to.
Here's my question: is how does anyone actually know? Because if the last one of these that's happened was 350 years ago, none of us were here. So how would anyone actually know what will happen?
Because Megan, when they dig up fossils, they see them like with a hand over their eyes, going,
NASA does.
Right? And they dig up like old cameras that have like lenses that have been fried and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks
so
much.
Yeah, I'm sure those old cameras from the 1600s.
There's a dinosaur who's blind and holding an iPhone that's broken. You know, and he didn't have Apple Care. So,
that mistake.
That's a great question. Does Apple Care cover burnt retinas from the
burnt iPhone?
I mean, burnt iPhone retinas.
I was like, I don't think Apple Care deals with your eyes.
But I mean, I'm saying that, you know, the lens of my iPhone. If I point my iPhone to the sky and take a picture of the eclipse, and it messes up my camera, is that covered by Apple Care?
No, I think the genius is they'll have like a little pop up thing on their computer while they're talking to you that says you're an idiot. Don't give this guy a new phone.
Rebecca from Palatka. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Great. What do you want to say about the solar eclipse?
So I was just calling to kind of comment on Megan's flight during that time. She actually has the best seat in the house, so if she has a window seat, she'll experience something that none of us will see.
Really?
There are airlines that are actually selling special flights during that time. Of course, at, 10,000 feet in the air, I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like. But
yeah,
there are special flights being sold right now just for the eclipse. So I would definitely look over if you don't have a window seat, because it's going to be pretty awesome.
Do you have a window seat, Megan?
I don't know. Either the middle or window, but I usually take the window with my boyfriend, so...
Yeah, there you go. Well, at least you'll know him, so you can lean over.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. All right.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I wonder if I'll be too high to actually see it, you know?
I mean, look, I don't think you should be smoking weed before you get on a plane anyway.
Yeah, it'll be Weed Monday for
everybody. Yeah, hey, don't tell me what to do, Mark.
Hey, thanks so much. Megan's like, I don't know, man. I may be too high to see the eclipse, man. Whoa, far out.
Bro.
Yo, what happened to the sun, dude? What'd you roll in this thing?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.